A federal judge has ordered the Department of Justice to release the names of people it has detained in its investigation of the September 11th terrorist attacks. The decision came late today in response to a lawsuit filed by 20 civil liberties groups. NPR's Allison Arbery joins us to talk about the decision. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Susan.
Tell us exactly what the judge said.
Well, U.S. District Judge Gladys Kessler issued the ruling, and she's basically ordering the Justice Department to release the names of all the detainees being held in connection with this September 11th attacks, and to do it within 15 days. In her 45-page or so opinion, she's critical of what she terms the secret arrest made by the federal government in the wake of 9/11. She writes, the idea of secret arrests is odious to democratic society and profoundly contrary to the bedrock value of a free and open society. So she really seems to be suggesting that this ruling is necessary. She writes that after demands from Congress, civil liberties groups, and the media, that the Department of Justice has repeatedly refused to make public the number of people arrested, their names, or their whereabouts.
So do we know how many people have been detained?
Well, we know that since September 11th, the Justice Department has detained about 1,200 people in connection to its investigation of the attacks. But most of those people were told that they've been deported without being charged. The small number of those who have been charged have been named. Otherwise, the names have been withheld. But back in June, the Department of Justice disclosed that 145 people are still detained. 74 of those are being held on charges related to immigration, things like overstaying or violating a visa. But federal prosecutors have not said how many people are being held as material witnesses. Presumably, if the Department of Justice goes along with this ruling, we'll know exactly how many people are still detained and who they are.
Any reaction yet from the Justice Department?
No, we haven't heard from the Justice Department, but nobody who's been paying attention to the government's 9/11 investigation will be surprised if the Justice Department appeals Judge Kessler's decision. There's certainly a precedent for this. Back in June, a district judge in New Jersey ruled that the federal government could not close courtroom hearings of detainees off from the public and the press. In fact, he said the Justice Department's decision to try to close these hearings was unconstitutional. And the Department of Justice objected to this, and they asked the Supreme Court to stay the decision or block it. They basically argued that opening the hearings would reveal too much about the government's investigations and give clues about what they knew about terrorist operations. The Supreme Court went along with this argument, and they issued the stay.
So what any reaction from the civil libertarian groups, the ones who filed the case?
Well, they definitely view this ruling as a big victory. As you mentioned in the intro, about 20 civil liberties groups have brought the suit. And the lead attorney on the case is Kate Martin of the Center for National Security Studies. She represented all the groups. I spoke to her a little while ago, and she says the real significance of this decision is that it sends a loud and clear message that secret arrests will not be tolerated. She also says that making the names of the detainees public is valuable information for anyone outside the government who's trying to investigate whether or not the detainees' civil rights were violated and whether or not these individuals are actually connected to any crimes.
You said the judge said these are secret arrests. Have we heard from some of these people already? We have.
Well, yeah, that's right. Jan Ting, who's a former assistant INS commissioner, calls it an exaggeration to say these are secret arrests. He says the government hasn't precluded anyone from talking. There's nothing to prevent any interested party from disclosing the detention. But he says the government just isn't volunteering to provide these names.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Allison Arbery.